This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcast.
It is a Celtics Wednesday. That means Mego will be in here at 9, and we will talk all things Celtics with Mego. And it also means one more sleep until Major League Baseball begins this Major League Baseball season. Red Sox tomorrow, 4:05. On the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox radio network, on this radio station, on the Odyssey app. Will and Will with the call. I'm endeavoring to get Will Middlebrooks to be on the show tomorrow, Curtis.
All right.
So, and I think Will Middlebrooks does a pretty good job.
He's the best.
It'll be Fleming and Middlebrooks to start the season on the Odyssey app, and you can listen to every single Red Sox game on the Odyssey app all season long. This is Mike from Florida. Hello, Mike.
Good morning, guys. How are we doing today?
What's up, Mike?
All right, so with the Diggs thing, it could be good. He could be good. But as of right now, based on his last season in football and then, you know, prior seasons with other issues, we don't know what he's going to be. And I think everybody can agree on that. Now, my problem is if he's not, you know, if he's washed, he's not even the best receiver in the receiver room that we have now because he's not healthy. You know, add together him not being healthy and the fact that he's possibly a toxic locker room guy.
Mike spent a full day here. A day, and right. Andy went to Davio's at Patriot Place.
So thank you, Steve, for getting
right,
him
but,
here.
Right. So I think they're comfortable with the potential that he has to be healthy, and I'm certain that they are comfortable with the kind of guy that he's going to be. We talked about it, I think, Friday out at Wachusett.
That's fine, Greg.
C.J. Stroud.
That's fine, Greg, but all I'm trying to say is If he's good, then great. But if he's subpar, if he's mediocre, it just looks like the same. But it just looks like the same kind of thing, the same kind of operations that the Patriots had under Bill Belichick.
What are you talking
about,
Mike?
Blame Bill anymore,
Mike? He gets $70 million. How many times have the Patriots spent that amount of money on a wide receiver?
They had opportunities to bring in other.
No, I'm asking you, like the old days. Give me another example of a free agent receiver, not a guy you trade for, at this price point for the Patriots.
Putting the money out there, you could have got guys like Cooper Kupp for
I would rather
the same or less. Really?
Yep.
Yeah. Well, I also think,
go ahead, Quinn.
The only thing that we've talked about when it comes to personality issues or locker room issues is that he and Josh Allen didn't get along at one point. If you look at other players that he's played with, they all seem to love him. And all I care about is that Drake May is happy. And Drake May has been posting about him, the signing, all night.
Yeah.
So he's very excited about having Steph Diggs in that locker room.
Yeah, it also depends on what kind of an individual is the quarterback is. And it seems to me like we talked about it. Mike kind of interrupted me, but C.J. Stroud had a great experience with him.
Yeah.
He didn't
really start having issues, whether it was Minnesota or whether it was Buffalo, till like year three. In Minnesota, he wanted new money. He didn't get that there, so he tried to shoot his way out.
What he wanted in Buffalo, too.
Buffalo, he wanted new money, and he felt like maybe they could have came to him a little bit more and kind of took some of his input on, you know, the game plan. But that was like year three, year four for him, where it's really a two-year deal with Steph Diggs. That's what it is. It's 2 years to give you a guy that potentially can help you this year, but more so can help you next year. And that's ultimately what this thing
Josh
is.
Josh Allen is a guy, as you guys have alluded to, is the most referenced quarterback when it comes to Drake May's potential, correct?
Uh-huh.
Josh Allen's first two seasons in the NFL, without Steph Diggs, 30 touchdowns, 21 interceptions, completion percentage in the mid-50s. His next 2 years, 73 touchdowns, 25 interceptions, a completion percentage in the mid-60s.
Prior to Diggs' arrival, there were questions about whether Josh Allen was going to be a good quarterback in the NFL.
Right, a project from Wyoming. People thought he was a bust.
Remember, he had to go back and work with somebody on throwing motion.
Yeah.
And everything. I mean, I just don't understand how you wake up this morning and the New England Patriots, who you have been screaming at to spend money, spend almost $70 million on a guy, and you're upset about it.
But because it's reactionary. Like, it's not...
But why would you react as a fan negatively when the team you root for spends money?
Because I want them to be proactive, Curtis. Instead of when they could have spent a little more money on a guy like DK Metcalf, who's younger, healthier, and probably better... is better. They could have just spent a little bit more money and gotten DK Metcalf in the door, and instead they waited and waited and waited, and then the market settled, and then they're like, okay, let's bring Steph Diggs in now.
Yeah. I believe that they were told by Robert Kraft that you can spend what you want, but you're not giving up these draft picks. That Robert Kraft believes that you can only succeed long-term with sustainable rosters if you utilize the draft picks effectively.
But they wouldn't have had to give up much. It was a third-round pick.
I'm just telling you what I think. Bill Belichick, the reason he's not here, outside of the personal strife, was the draft sucked the last several years. So if they're able to turn that around this year, I believe Kraft said, okay, you want to go dance in free agency? You want to spend all this money on Milton and bring in Diggs, whatever? You can do it, but these draft picks are not going to be traded for other commodities.
And also, it's not a huge sample size, but when it comes to a difficult wide receiver, doesn't Mike Vrabel have at least a track record with regard to A.J. Brown and being able to coach somebody like that and have that player be happy?
Yeah, and I think there was some other issues like with Treylon Burks, the kid, Shine, remember they drafted
Arkansas,
him?
Yeah.
And there was
some hunt pigs.
Yeah, there was like some other, like not like major issues, but just, some issues that he had to deal with. I think the biggest thing where people, and this is why we really need to help people out, people see $70 million or $69 million and go, wait a second, you spent $70 million on an older guy who's coming off an injury. It's not $70 million. It's $26 million. Let's get that right. That's the amount of money that he's going to get over the next 2 years that is guaranteed. $26 million. So you spent $26 million to get Stephon Diggs.
And wasn't the scuttlebutt, if I remember correctly, when it came to the issue between Diggs and Josh Allen, not football related, but Josh Allen was cheating on a girlfriend or something, and Diggs didn't approve of that. Was that not what was floating?
I've never heard that before in my life.
And
so
if you
may know better than I.
Yeah.
Have you had any seltzer?
Yes. And if you know Diggs with the ladies, I don't think he was tripping on Josh Allen.
There's a viral video going on from his time in Minnesota where they're asking which teammate of yours would you not want to date your sister?
Yeah.
And he was the runaway favorite.
He was the runaway favorite?
Oh, yeah. Diggs ain't afraid of knocking him down. I think he was knocking down Cardi B when she was pregnant.
Maybe he's a very moral man. I don't know.
No.
I don't know.
Got the wrong Diggs on that one.
I mean, you never know.
Yeah.
No, that was I thinking of Roger Diggs.
Maybe
that's what I'm thinking of. Yeah.
But I think it's
if Tay I'm Diggs, you, maybe.
Look, Google it. Yeah. I'm telling you. Just Google it.
Yeah, but I think when you look at this, I think it's a great move by the Patriots. It's not a ton of money. It's $26 million.
Yeah.
And you know, I know
Google it.
I know Shine brought up DK Metcalf. Yeah, we would have loved to have him.
He didn't want to come here.
Well, I don't.
I don't like the clam chowder.
See, I don't really buy
it's
that.
That's another excuse. Oh. Yeah. It's like saying the Patriots aren't cheap. It's the same thing.
Well, there's a lot to talk about this morning, and that's what we're here for. And the New England Patriots have a wide receiver, and let's go. Streets talking, Wiggy.
Yep.
Streets screaming about it. We're back. So we're going to get to They Said It coming up in about a half an hour, as long as we get all of the leads in, and we will hear from Nikita Zadorov, who is trying to clean things up after what he said about Jeremy Swayman and what we talked about extensively yesterday. So we'll hear that audio when we get to They Said It from Zadorov, but let's do this right now.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
That's Johnny, middle initial B, good, Sean.
Yes, it is, Greg.
It's good with an E, by the way. Chuck Berry, what made you choose that as the lead song this morning?
I heard somebody, I don't remember where, I just heard somebody talking about Chuck Berry like 2 or 3 days ago, and I'm like, oh, that would be a great lead song coming up this week.
What were they talking about?
Because I don't remember. I just remember hearing the name Chuck Berry.
He had some odd peculiarities, Chuck Berry.
That he did.
Somewhere like, Ken is throwing something. Because Shime used Johnny Be Good, and there's no Johnny that we're talking about.
Well, it's a great
Johnny Football.
I mean, the man is a legendary guitarist.
Having spent 5 years with that weirdo to my right, I can imagine his personal anguish
it's
right
a different
now.
Different element back then, Greg, in the 50s and 60s.
He did some, when it came to the ladies, he had like a weird.
Yeah.
Did he try fetish. To hook up with Josh Allen's girlfriend?
No. They were a little bit younger.
He had a
than
fetish. he had a thing that he liked them to do. But was. It's
wasn't
not
there
that.
A story about him with a 14-year-old table, glass table?
Yes, he did.
Holy hell.
Glass table. He liked to look up through the glass table while they did
something. I told you, the 60s were a
really
different
disturbing.
Time.
Okay, Sean, anyway, good morning. Hello.
Wow, you sued by 59 women?
Yeah, I mean, 58 of them probably.
You can run for president.
I mean, you know how that goes. One sues and then they all sue.
I mean, Courtney, I remember.
Yes, he was sued by 59 women, but it was, as Wiggy said, it was a different time.
It was a different era in the suit.
I used to love that song.
What was the thing everybody went to? What the hell was the famous
studio
concert that everybody went to naked?
Woodstock.
Woodstock.
They were naked at Woodstock?
Yeah, that was like the whole, like... Woodstock.
You've never heard of Woodstock?
I've heard of Woodstock. Yeah. I didn't know everyone was naked. Yes. I thought everybody was just like on a ton of drugs.
Right. Yeah. Well, right now we're doing. I have a new game, by the way, that I was thinking about this morning while I was getting ready. Stump the millennial.
Okay.
Like we can ask Courtney about things like Woodstock see. Like Jackson could come in, ask you about something, and we'll get an answer from you.
Well, Jackson would ask about Boston
Perfect.
Calling.
Yes. I love it.
Okay. All right. Anyway, Shive. Good morning.
Good morning, Greg. Yeah. So I we're never going to be able to get rid of Elliot Wolf. Because, once again, everything's setting up so that he can fall ass backwards into one of the best players in the NFL draft for the second year in a row. Because it seems like, to me, the moves made by the New York Giants yesterday would indicate that Shedeur Sanders is not available at number 3, which means that he's probably going number 2 to the Cleveland Browns. So it's going to go quarterback off the top of the draft, and then they're going to take Travis Hunter at 3, and you're going to fall ass backwards into the best defensive player in the draft in Abdul Carter, and probably the best straight-up pass rusher in the draft in Abdul Carter. And Elliot Wolf is going to keep his job yet again because he's going to point to it and be like, look, I found two of your cornerstones in Drake May and Abdul Carter. How can you fire me? And we're going to get stuck with this boob for another few years just because he falls ass backwards into good players.
Well, at least you get one of the two players that you wanted.
Yeah.
That's true. I'm not mad about it.
Yeah. If it goes that way.
And I ultimately get the guy that I wanted more than any other player, and that is Abdul Carter.
Yeah, that's who you have been wanting. When does your new mock come out?
April the 1st. Well, you guys are dropping the roadshow stuff, so I guess I'll do it April the 2nd. It.
Nobody cares about your mock.
that's mean.
But do you have QB1 and QB2 draft order wise? You do.
Correct.
Okay,
yep.
Wow. So you are in that camp right now.
Yep.
The turntables have turned.
Okay. But then if you're the Giants, you're passing up on the opportunity to take somebody who could be your quarterback, franchise quarterback of the future.
Well, I mean, if the first two quarterbacks are off the board, Jackson Dart is not worth a pick at number three.
So you think Sanders isn't even there for them?
No, not at three.
Huh. Okay, interesting. Shime, thank you. Curtis, good morning.
Hey, Greg. Good morning, everybody. So with the news yesterday, the Tom Curran nonsense can wait until another day. I finally understand the Kraft's thinking, I think. They believed that the issue with Bill Belichick was the packaging. That's it.
What do you mean?
They believed that the reason that they had to move on from Bill was because he didn't divulge enough information. He wasn't warm and cuddly. He wasn't, you know, out there saying, you know, we did this wrong last year. We're not going to draft for need. We're going to draft for this.
Okay.
So, because that's the main thing that shifted here. Where it's like they have these Patriots confabs with Mike Reese and Field Yates and Elliot Wolf, and they sit in front of season ticket holders, and they talk about their plans. And it's like Robert Kraft got an F this offseason up until last night around 6. And then it went to a B because they spent money. Like, it doesn't matter. We've done this with the Red Sox year after year after year. And the new owners of the Celtics, whatever they say now is irrelevant. If everybody remains on the team next season and they're in the second apron and they're going for a third title in a row, nobody's going to talk about the owner. If they do, it'll be, wow, great job. Like, thanks for continuing the success of your predecessor. Like, I don't know why these organizations continually waste so much time in PR when the only thing that matters is actually signing a guy. And it is somewhat concerning that the Kraft still believe that the issues that ended the prior regime were related to how we talked to the media. Bill Belichick did the same thing with the media for a generation, and he's still beloved here because they won 6 championships. Like, the only thing that matters with Kraft and this new regime is if they win and if he spends. Yet they still continually think it's what they say to the fans instead of what they do for them.
Excellent lead,
Curtis.
Yeah,
fans don't care. Just pay guys money. That's it. Just bring guys in.
But some fans, as we have learned this morning, and I suggest we will continue to learn at times this morning, is you can pay guys. Mm-hmm. You can pay somebody like Stephon Diggs, and fans are still upset about it.
Yeah, I think you just got to let the fans know what the real money is, what you paid them. Yeah. So if you said, okay, so wait a second, we only paid Steph Diggs $26 million, yeah. Oh, that's not that bad. Yeah, I thought it was 70.
So just explain that. So, you know, the deal is 3 years, $69 million.
Right, but the guaranteed money is $26 million. So what that tells me, it's basically a two-year deal for $13 million per year. I don't know what incentives might be based in there.
Right.
And then if he does well and he gets his third year, people are not complaining about that third year because that means he's done well in his second year to get that third year.
Mm, okay, all right. Now, Curtis, a texter points out that at least Jordan finds Bill warm and fuzzy.
True.
Apparently.
The black card, at least.
All right. More leads coming. One from Courtney, one from Wiggy, and one from me next.